Thank you, UN MAS, for your input. Thank you. That's ICBR? Okay. Okay. So I think we have a lot of comments on this, and thanks once again the Committee on Victim Assistance for your efforts and leadership all over the years. And I thank also hosting countries and sponsors. We have organized a lot of important conferences on victim assistance, and I'd like to thank all of you for contributing to the work on victim assistance. Thank you very much indeed. And now, with your permission, I may move to the next agenda item. It is on the section on cooperation and assistance, international cooperation and assistance. This section focuses on how enhanced cooperation can support implementation of the convention as soon as possible. It contains an action relating to the need to commit resources to meet the convention's obligations, including to explore alternative sources of funding. There is then an action that focuses on the state's parties seeking assistance to develop resource mobilization plans and to use the mechanisms in the convention, such as the individual approach to disseminate information about their challenges and needs for assistance. The importance of strengthening national coordination and having a regular dialogue between stakeholders nationally, for example, by way of national My Action coordination platforms, is recognized through a separate action. Then there are a few actions specific to state parties in the position to provide assistance to support implementation of convention obligations in line with the Siem Reap on co-action plans to enter into sustained partnerships with state parties seeking assistance and to coordinate with other states providing assistance where possible. One action that was included for consideration is to explore the feasibilities of establishing a voluntary trust fund to support state parties in achieving their time-bound objectives. This is an issue which was placed on the table by states and organizations during a Wellington Park meeting I attended. I asked my teams to include an action in this regard, but I'm eager to hear from you on this matter. The final action in this section focuses on exploring opportunities for international and regional cooperation. Cooperation between affected states, parties, and other bilateral cooperation focused on sharing lessons learned and best practices. In the case of this section, we received a wealth of input, some of it concerning Santas and others more substantial. In the introductory paragraph, suggestions were given to include the importance of international cooperation in post-conflict activities and a reference to leave no state party behind. For section 37, we received a suggestion to add language concerning exploring all possible sources of funding, including conventional and alternative innovative sources and mechanisms of funding. We also received suggestions to separate the indicators concerning financial support to survey and clearance, victim assistance and minors education to have a better understanding of where funding is going. One important action received several comments on was Action 41, and in particular, the establishment of a voluntary fund trust fund. Some input indicated that we do not go far enough with this action, and that this action should call for not only examining the feasibility of such a fund, but also to the establishment of the fund. So I'm also eager to hear from all of you on this matter. We also receive a suggestion to add an action or at least incorporating the support and capacity building of local organizations. I now open the floor for anyone wishing to comment on a section on international cooperation and assistance. And yesterday, union reception at the Netherlands, hosted by the Netherlands, I heard from Ambassador Tomiko from Japan that you want to make comments on this. If you want to, you are the first speaker. Thank you.